Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. Welcome to the love journey. Yes, they call it a prayer line. I call it an experience, a love experience, where our mission is to educate, motivate, and elevate the consciousness of our people, reminding us that our only job on the planet is to shine to love. We see the love journey as an inspirational experience, assisting each and every one of us how to live from the highest self and recognizing that real love, unconditional love, is the powerful force to live from that state. And so each show, we are intentional on each episode to take you through a journey of your inner self. Thank you for tuning in to the love journey. I am Janine M. Ingram. Author of Vision More Talk, filmmaker, master teacher, and real radio. I'm excited to be here this morning. Because you know, a lot of us are right. This is Diane Reeves. You tuned in to the Love Journey, and this is Testify.
That there's a time in your life when you realize that whatever it is that is eating you, whatever it is that you're running from, whatever it is that you're afraid of, you just have to stop, take a deep breath, turn around, and face it. Face it. Stick your arms out as wide as you can and embrace it. Hold on real tight. You see, the tighter you hold on to it, the smaller it gets. And you just embrace it and embrace it until you find yourself embracing yourself. Then you can move on with peace of mind and all that stuff. Just leave it behind. Sometimes you won't understand why life is the way it is. Things don't always go the way you plan them, but I believe God and time are synonymous, and through time God reveals all things. You gotta be still, stand in love, and pay attention. Again and again, Lord, no one could ever love me the way that you do. In spirit, mind, and body, I surrender myself daily to you. Oh, and I just want to testify. I got to testify. Testify, oh, amazing grace saved my life. So sweet the journey when you learn to love yourself, accept yourself, forgive yourself, believe in yourself, be yourself, yeah. With amazing grace as your constant friend. Say, I am free of anger, I am free of fear, and my mind is at ease. I don't regret a single yesterday, 'cause yesterday made me who I am today. Yeah, I just wanna testify, my mind is strong. I just gotta testify. Amazing grace saved my life. I gotta testify. Oh, 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 oh.
Testify, testify.
Oh, gotta tell my story.
Testify, testify.
About the love, about the light and the glory.
Testify, testify.
How it taught me to walk, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Testify, testify.
Yeah.
Thank you so much. We tuned in to the Love Journey, and that was Diane Reeves. I want to testify. You know, some days you just have a song in your heart. You just got to keep hearing the music. We're going to hear Angie Winans, the Lord's Prayer, and then I'm going to pray in, and then we're going to keep it moving on this Tune Turned Up Tuesday. I want to thank you for tuning in to the Love Journey, and I am Janine Ingram. This is Angie Winans, the Lord's Prayer.
Lord, how they should pray. I wasn't there, but I can't imagine that they may have sound something like this. Shall we pray? 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 Here's what the Lord told them. Thank you so much. God bless you.
Wow. Thank you so much. You tuned in to the Love Journey. They call it the prayer line. I call it an experience, a love experience. So welcome to your inspirational love experience on this Two Turned Up Tuesday. I am Janine and Ingram, and we're getting ready to turn within. Recognizing that there is only one power and one presence. And it's on this line we recognize this great spirit known as many names by God, the good, the omnipotent, everywhere present, knowing that there is not a spot that God is not. Yes. Turn in. Into that inner presence. To the mighty I am God.
I'm your coach right now. I'm your conscience.
To the mighty, powerful knowing, the higher mind presence. And as we tune in, we become still and know that I am God. And as we become still, we want to take in a deep breath. Taking in a deep breath through the nose, breathing in through the nose. Hold it to the point of vibration. Hold it to the count of eight. breathing deep into the diaphragm, breathing into the heart, releasing through the mouth. Family, sometimes we forget to breathe. So in this right now moment, I just want you to remember to breathe. It's so easy to stagnate the breath and forget to fully breathe. So I want you to be intentional about your breath and breathe in. Ooh, family, breathe. Be still and know that I am God. Let's breathe. And release. Be still and know that I am, God. Breathe, family. And release. So I want you to take in another deep breath. Breathe. Just simply breathe. Let's breathe. And release. Divine Mother, Father, God. Oh, precious and Holy Spirit. I come today speaking from the transforming power within my mighty I Am consciousness, invoking and inviting the presence of my mighty I Am self, inviting and invoking the highest mind, my holy Christ self, asking that every word of my mouth come Holy Spirit, and every meditation of my heart come Holy Spirit, will be so acceptable in that sight. Father God, Divine Mother, Father God, come Holy Spirit, and remove all of my human created thoughts, all of my human created ego, God, and I ask you to come and allow the divine presence of myself to come forth as I remove all of me in this right now moment, that I may come absolutely empty, Holy Spirit, and that the words of my mouth will come from the higher mind presence, my divine essence, my God, Goddess, energetic expression. I'm asking you to come, Holy Spirit, and speak to somebody's heart. Speak to somebody's mind. Come and allow my words to be my God-conscious words. Allow the prayer of my mouth to be the words of my higher mind self. I ask you to come. The words of my mighty I Am God. Oh, Divine Mother, Father, God, come and bring your fresh anointing. Come and bring your fresh anointing upon this call right now, God. Speak, Holy Spirit, and let us make manifest the glory of you in this call, in this right now moment. God, I'm asking you to come and teach us today, God. I'm asking you to come on this two turned up Tuesday, God, and bring forth a blessing like no other, God. Oh, Holy Spirit, I'm asking you to come and touch each and every person under the sound of my voice, God. I'm asking for a fresh anointing upon their life, God. I'm asking for fresh revelation, new wineskins, Holy Spirit. I'm asking you to come, God, and do your will upon our life, God. Oh, that we may live the dream, God, the dream that you have so eloquently placed inside our hearts, God, tapping at our soul to manifest more of you through our life, God. I'm asking you to come, Holy Spirit, and use us today, God. Use us for a greater version. share with the world, God. I'm asking you to come, Holy Spirit, and bless each and every person under the sound of my voice, God. I'm asking you to touch and anoint our hands today, God, that everything we touch turn to gold, God. I'm asking you to anoint and touch our feet, that everywhere we tread, our feet shall be upon your holy ground, God. I'm asking you to come today, God, and not bless just us, God, but even bless our seed today, God, that even our seeds will be blessed today, God. I come before you in this mighty, powerful presence, God. I come right here in this mighty, God, essence, God, asking, Holy Spirit, to send your legion of angels around Ebony as she receives her blessing on the Steve Harvey Show today, God. As they record the show, God, I ask the dancing angels to touch every cell, every muscle fiber, God, that her light will shine so bright upon those cameras, God, that when we get the chance to see it from the television side, that we will see an amazing energetic expression of you, God. I'm asking you to bless every dancer on that show, God. I'm asking you to uplift my daughter, God. And I'm asking you to bring blessings upon blessings and more opportunities upon her life right now, God, that she will show up and show out in this experience, God, that somebody might see the gift that you sent her to the planet for as a dancer, God, that she may use her body as an instrument today, God, of you, that she may use her body to make manifest the glory of your essence in her as a dancer today, God. I'm asking you to show up, God. I'm asking you to bless Ebony today, God. I'm asking you to bless her mind, every muscle fiber, every organ, every cell, every limb, and every part of her body as an instrument today, God, that it may be used as an instrument of your art form, that she will perform in ways that will light that stage, God, that television cameras, that it will be transferred into the energy, into the TV today, that we may see your light shining bright in Ebony. God, I'm asking for traveling mercy for Diamond as she goes back to North Carolina. I'm asking for traveling mercy upon her life. I'm asking for peace as you send your legion of angels around her business, God. Thanking you for business increase in her life, God. Thank you for her new two contracts that she got yesterday, God. Thanking you for the new tenant that is moving into her space, God. Thanking you for peace and elegance and grace in all her business transactions, God, and that everything she touched not only turned to gold but platinum gold. God, I'm asking you for a blessing for Asia's new experience as she moves into L.A. and do her thing out there, God. I'm asking you for the blessing of her new job, God. I'm asking you for the blessings that when she walk in that office, God, that they will see the gift that she is and she will recognize her blessing as she moves into her new place of blessing. God, I'm asking you to touch my children right now, God, and not only mine, but those who are on this call, God. Let their life be blessed today, God, that they will grow and not only be mighty in the land, but be the gift that they are to the planet, God, that they will show themselves approved through their gift, God. Oh, Holy Spirit, I'm asking you to come and do your will in our children's lives today, God. I'm asking you to do your will in our lives today, God. I'm asking you to touch every educator as our children move into position to go to school today, God. I'm asking you for protection and keep the legion of angels around them as they transfer from home to school, God. I ask you for their traveling mercies, God. I ask you to keep them protected in the school system. I'm asking you to bless every, oh, my God, God. If there's no teachers in the schools because of the strikes, I ask you to keep the schools protected and bless those children today, God. Just bless their mind that the decisions will be made quick, that our children will get to be in the normal school day, God. I'm asking for your blessings upon this process, Holy Spirit, this education system, this federal government process, this whole political stream of things, God. I'm asking for your enlightenment upon this earth, God. From all the way from the federal to the city level, God, all the way to from the president to the automatic elections. God, I'm asking for even every decision that's made in the political arena to be ordained by you, God, that it will only affect the good that is in our life, God. But more importantly, that we understand that the charge on our life is from us and that we can expect the government to do our jobs, God. I'm asking you to bless us in our communities, God. Bless peace in our homes, God. Bless marriages and restore them today, God. I'm asking you to do your will upon our love life, God. I'm asking you to bless our finances. As we move through this call, I'm asking you to come, Holy Spirit, and let it be a blessing in somebody's life today, God, that we will find peace. peace, joy, and love in the message that you so eloquently downloaded into the spirit of this call on this day, God. I give thanks. As I simply say thank you, God. As I simply say thank you, Holy Spirit, for the opportunity to be in this collective energy, God. As I simply say thank you for the opportunity to be in this space with your people, God. Speak to their minds today, God. Speak to their hearts today, God. And remind them that you are always on the throne. And that you will never leave nor forsake us. In the mighty, powerful name, nature, and love of the Christ consciousness of Jesus the Christ, I say, amen, God. Amen. Amen. And so it is. And so it is. Good morning, God. Good morning, Holy Spirit. Ooh-wee. Good morning to the birds, the bees, the flowers, the trees. Good morning to the clouds, the rain. Good morning to all the energy in the universe. Good morning to the land and the soil. Good morning to the earth, the wind, the fire, the water, the ether. And good morning to our most beneficent angelic family. As we invite and invoke our legion of angels into this call, good morning, angels. As we send you out on assignment, giving thanks that we have been given command over you to send you out on assignment to create this day the gift that you have presented to us as a present, we send you out on assignment to go before us and pave the way of ease, elegance, and grace. God, I'm calling for peace on the land as you send your angels, your legion of angels into the land today for every corner, and that they will go before us today to lead us into ease, elegance, and grace. Come on, angels, into the call. Good morning. Good morning, archangels. Good morning as we invite and invoke your presence. Good morning, ascended masters, as we invite and invoke your presence into this call. Good morning to the master guides and spirit guides that have so eloquently been placed into the unseen presence of our world. We invite and invoke your presence. And good morning to our ancestors as we stop in this right now moment to give thanks for those who have walked the planet for us, who have walked it before us and left a legacy called us. We give thanks and pay homage to you today as I honor my mom, Miss Anastasia McAdoo. Good morning, Mom, as I invite your presence into this call. I give thanks for your body and you having the courage to bring and use your body as the vehicle that sent me to the planet. I give thanks, Miss Anastasia McAdoo, and to all our known and unknown ancestors. We give thanks today as we honor the presence of our ancestors and as we give thanks and gratitude for those descendants that will come behind us. We give thanks. Good morning, good morning, good morning, ancestors. And good morning, my brothers and sisters. My kings and queens, peace, peace to the gods and goddesses. My millionaires and billionaires, I honor and greet you today in love. The love in me wants to greet and honor the love in you. The God in me greets and honor the God in you. The goddess in me greets and honor the goddess in you. And the light in me greets and honor the light in you. You are tuned in to the love journey and welcome to this love journey. They call it a prayer line. I call it an experience. It is a love experience, family, an inspirational love experience. And I want to say welcome to this new day where all things are washed away, where you get to create and make this day exactly how you want it to be, just because you've been given dominion over the land, over your day, to command this day in your presence, reminding you today that there really is only one cause, one mind, one source, and that is the I Am presence. And because that source created you out of itself in order to express itself through us, this source being pure mind in action. See, God knows us as an intelligent vehicle of great ideas. Therefore, we should know ourselves as the mind of God in expression. You are the divine mind of God in expression. And we are alert, vital individualizations of this infinite mind. We are intelligent. I am intelligent. I am wisdom. I am knowledge. You are intelligence. You are wisdom and you are knowledge. Recognizing that every idea and every dream that is ever required is already within our consciousness. You see, the dream and the ideas that you were so eloquently placed into this planet to bring forth are already within you. They're already activated within your thoughts. And so you, as you invite and invoke the full awareness of these dreams and eloquence of who you came to the planet to be, we just want to say thank you. Thank you for the idea that I am a divine idea in the divine mind of God, with the power to heal and transform my life. I am a divine idea in the divine mind of God, with the power to heal and to transform my life. You have the power to heal fast and transform your life, because you are the divine idea in the mind of God. And so as we move into the space of simply giving gratitude for the present, for this very moment, being in full awareness of our divine body temple, giving thanks for the brain to think, eyes to spiritually 2020 vision, to see the beauty of the planet, to see the beauty in ourselves and others. We give thanks for the eyes, God's art. We give thanks for the ears to hear the melodic sound of the rhythm of the universe. The melodic sound. The nose to smell the beautiful fragrance of the flowers. To breathe in the very essence of love. Give thanks for our lips and our sense of taste, tongue, to speak our truth through our mouth today. We give thanks to taste the honey of life and utter the sweet words of love. We give thanks for the throat, the center of our power, to speak our voice, to give voice to our life, to speak. We give thanks as we come into awareness of this month that recognizes our breath, our breath. I love our breath. Energy, the nurturing, the food. And so we just give thanks for the chest and the breath area. We give thanks for our heartbeat. We give thanks for the heart, because the heart has wisdom. We give thanks for the ability to love ourselves today. And I just want you to simply utter these words. Thank you for the opportunity to love me today. And as we envision this liquid love pouring upon us, taking a love bath in the liquid love of life, we give thanks. For love is the very essence of our soul. Thank you, God. 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 Thank you. Thank you for the opportunity to love the very essence and the gift that we are to the planet. Thank you, God, for your love. Thank you. And so as we move into this day today, I want to remind you to just give thanks for the very essence of who you are, just because who you are. Reminding yourself that you and your beauty and everything about you is absolutely beautiful, and that your brand of beauty is beautiful. There's no monopoly on beauty. Beauty comes in all shapes, all colors, all sizes. You see, beauty is what created you to be who you are, uniquely who you are. So welcome to this new day. As you move more closer to the very essence and the reason for your life, you give thanks for your purpose. We give thanks for your unique ability to share your gift with the world, to share your voice with the world. And today, we're going to talk more about that. We're going to talk about your dream, purpose, and why you were created, and steps to finding that purpose. So as we listen to this motivation, you will win. Let's listen.
I'm not coach right now. I'm your conscience. You're in a fight between will and skill. I say will first because that's where you are. You locked and loaded with skill. You practicing every day. You putting in your work. You buying everything. You making the investment. You living your dream. You walking like your dream. You surrounding yourself around your dream. You got mentors, everything. You putting your work in. You got your skill. Now it's a test of your will. It's a mindset thing you in right now. It's a mindset thing. Because your challenge ain't moving. Your mountain is not moving. You don't feel like you're making any progress. You're not physically moving when you see everything else around you and other people around you moving. You're not making progress. You're in the test of your will right now. Because life says it has a little more test for you. It's no different because we've messed up, because you fell off the wagon. You've been on alcohol and drugs, and you gave up on life, and you dropped out, or you've been to jail one time, two times, three times, and you really want your dream to happen, and you're putting in your work, and nothing's happening yet.
Every transformation always gets worse before it gets better. It's supposed to be that way. When you embark this journey, you must know that it's going to go down before it comes up. But when it comes up, it's going to go so much higher than you've ever been.
The action of making progress is progress. The push itself, the fight, you get up and swing and miss, that's progress. You get up and you run at what you want with everything you got, and you miss, that's progress. The effort of making the attempt is progress. It must happen. It can't do anything but move. You can do anything but make progress. You're pushing, and you're pushing, and you're pushing, and you're pushing, and you're doing everything right. You're tired, you're exhausted, and ain't nothing happening yet. That word is what you're waiting for. Yet. Because I promise you, if you keep pushing, if you keep giving me all your effort, it will happen.
You have to be equipped mentally to endure this process. Knowing what you're about to go into is step one. Knowing it's an uphill battle, but a winnable one, and one that's achievable. And at the end of this race, guys, you're going to be more capable. The first step, guys, is knowing it's a tough road.
As soon as you decide to stop looking for answers in other people and miracles somewhere down the yellow brick road, and click the heel to your mind and set your affections on things that are above, you could have been free years ago. All jealousy, all pettiness, all unforgiveness, all strife, all malice, all confusion, all blaming other people for your mistake. You got till midnight to get rid of every poison that's hindering you, every inflexibility that's stopping you from what God is about to pour into your life. Woe be unto you if you go into another year and waste another year with the old mentality while somebody's in the hospital begging God for the opportunity that you have right now. You better step into this moment.
Wow. I love that. You see, I think about the first time I heard this definition of dream, Dr. Johnny Coleman, in 1980-something, sitting in the pew, dreams and desires defined by Dr. Johnny Coleman, are God tapping at the very essence of your soul, at your heart, saying, allow me to manifest myself through you. Let me say that again. She defined dreams and our strong desires as God tapping at our soul to manifest itself through us. You see, when Oprah stood on that empowerment stage and she said, I am living the dream, she didn't say I was living my dream. She said I was living the dream. The dream, not because I am special, because I was obedient to the call. What is the call? The call is the purpose. See, no amount of training, no amount of schooling can beat an anointing. Come on, Jimmy, we need to tweet that again. That's some powerful stuff. You see, no matter how much training and technique and tech we get, nothing can beat an anointing that's on your life. The purpose that you've been given and designed for life for. You see, sadly, too often we hear phrases that call for us to get out of our heads or out of the clouds and come down to earth, and it asks us to stop dreaming our dreams because they will never come true. And sometimes these voices come from others, and sometimes they come from our own head. But far too long we have underestimated the power and possibility that life is the act of dreaming, and what can be, and what we all have to do is the work it takes to make our dream. But what is the work? The work is moving out your own way, because God doesn't need your help; He simply needs your permission. You see, each and every one of us is a gift. We are a gift to the planet, and we each have our own unique dream and purpose for living. We each must find our own imagination, mine our own imaginations, mine our own creativity, mine our own souls to uncover our true purposes and passions in life. You see, our dreams are magic. And if respected and nurtured and honored, they ultimately bring an abundance of meaning and purpose to our lives. You see, dreams guide us as we reach for the stars and follow our heart's desires and do the things we are passionate about. You see, dreams help weave the very fabric of who we are, and they reveal what matters most to us. You see, they allow our spirits to shine, and they reflect our unique. You see, it reflects our uniqueness and our authenticity. Although we sometimes hear the call to put our dreams aside, louder and clearer and more powerful voices remind and connect us to the truth that beauty and wealth of our dreams are really the most important. You see, sometimes we get so caught up in the rat race, we get caught up on the money trapping and money, cars and homes, and sometimes it's just because of the very essence of survival. But we see throughout history, poets and songwriters and novelists and politicians and social activists and countries and companies and presidents and moms and dads and people just like you have expressed the importance of the act of dreaming and of reaching toward those dreams and living those God-sized dreams. You see, these voices are also to inspire and remind us that there is a common thread that connects one heart to another. You see, that thread is the belief and the optimism in a brighter future when we embrace and pursue our dreams. When we look around, we see others who have embraced their dreams, and we admire them. We see the great changes that can come from one person's commitment and perseverance and belief in their dreams. We see the power of dreams manifested around us in our neighborhoods, churches, communities, and states, the country, and the world. We, too, want to make our own dreams come true. We all want to connect, you see, to speak from our own heart. We yearn to create because we're creative. We yearn to create dreams as well as things and moments that make our lives worthwhile. We want to convey what words alone cannot as we accomplish our dreams. Yet not enough of us even acknowledge the desire to create the lives we imagine or try to make our dreams come true. Too often we diminish the importance of our dreams by saying, oh, I'll get it later. Oh, it can wait. Because our inner critic can be heard saying, oh, I'll never accomplish that. My dream doesn't really matter. Well, probably I can't do it anyway, and people think it's silly. Oh, well, maybe I'll keep changing. Oh, I remember when I was writing my book, and my mind kept telling me, nobody wants to read these words, and so I kept getting edited. I kept finding reasons unconsciously to keep from getting the book out, changing this, changing that. But in reality, I told myself, it's enough, it's enough. And whatever's not good enough is okay, because it's going to be exactly what it needs to be and be seen by who it needs to be seen. And I just went on and released it just to prove to myself that I can do it. See, the truth is we all need to know that we can do it. And the only way you're going to know that is by doing it. It's by doing it. And once you get it out, the book, the song, the paint, the art, whatever, then the rest gets better. Not always easier, but better. You see, the truth is we all need more opportunities to dream, to imagine, and to play. We long to feel the sensation of being lost in the moment of joy, but to laugh and to discover and to experiment and to invent and to feel accomplishment and to live in the moment. You see, dreaming is the way we define what matters to us and what we wish to accomplish and to do in the world with one's life. See, we all been given this life and sent to the planet for a purpose. And there comes a day when each of us has to decide that today is the day that we're going to put our fears and our excuses aside and follow our heart's desire and pursue our dreams. You see, it's so beautiful to think about the two most important days of our life, the day we were born and the day that we find out why we were born. Let today be that day for you. Let today be the day that you hear your heart. You say, today is the day to heed and acknowledge the importance of your dream. Today is the day to declare that you can and will create the life you imagine. You see, today is the day to stop diminishing your dreams and stop believing in them. Today is the day to stop putting your dreams aside and stop asking them to wait. Let me say that again. How many of us are asking our dreams to wait? You see, your dreams are calling your name. How many of you are asking your dreams to wait because you got to make money? How many of you are asking your dreams to wait because you don't believe that you're good enough? How many of you are asking your dreams to wait just because? You're afraid. Just think about that. Are you asking your dreams to wait? Because you're afraid? Come on, family. Love Journey family, no longer can we ask our dreams to wait. No longer can we wait on idea. I love you, babe. Ebony is on her way out the door to record for the Steve Harvey show. I love you. So I want you to think about it. Are you putting your dreams on ice? Are you putting your dreams on ice because you're afraid? Are you putting your dreams on ice because You don't know how important you are to the very fabric of life. 87 days left in the year. 87. Stop putting your dreams aside and asking them to wait. Today is the day that your inner critic up and instead, I want you to, today is the day to shut your inner critic up. And instead of saying, no, I can't, say, yes, I can and I will. Today, nurture and support yourself. Today and every day is your day. Today is the day you let your dreams take flight. Our dreams come in all sizes and shapes. Whatever your dream. Because some dreams are small, but touch lives in a big way, and others are big and touch a small group of people in a remote area of the world. But all dreams are important. All dreams. And when you think about it, there's a common structure to living our dreams. To expanding beyond what's comfortable and to living on purpose is actually pretty simple. And when we start to recognize this pattern, it makes it super simple, but still not easy. You see, to begin to live our dreams and live on purpose and live in our bliss, Master Kim said, this is what I figured out. He said, over the last 10 years of trying to find the answer to what makes us happy and how to get on track and in alignment with our gifts and purpose. He said first about our happy moments. You see, think back to your childhood and your teenage years and remember the first time you felt a romantic love. Remember the first time something big happened and finally think back and find your most recent happy memory. See, life is a journey, and as we journey through the life, we can see these dots that connect to our reason for our season on earth. Come on, Anthony. We got to look for a common thread in these memories. Who was there? Why were you happy? What made you happy? What emotions were you feeling? Did you feel a sense of connection, a sense of joy, a sense of happiness, a sense of belonging, freedom, or peace? And I want you to try to see the common emotions that span all of your happy memories. Because there's information in there that is vital to finding your purpose. See, for me, once I looked back over my happy memories, I saw, and this is Master Kemp saying, I saw that having a sense of belonging was huge for me. When I feel like I belong and when I feel seen, I light up like a Christmas tree. I used this as information and saw that I am the happiest and most alive and thriving when I feel I belong and when I feel seen. And since living on purpose and giving your gift is not about just you being happy, but also sharing your gifts, because remember now, let me quote Janine Ingram. She said, a gift ain't a gift until you give it away. Let me share that again. A gift is not a gift until you share your gift. So you have to hone your purpose over time. You got to craft. My purpose is to create. And when I'm creating, I'm fully expressing my creative gift with the intention to inspire others to feel like they belong and feel like they came to the planet for a purpose. You see, I recognize that I am designed as the divine messenger of love. You see, I know that I'm getting closer and more clarity to my purpose. I was sitting looking at the video, listening to me speak to my sister about finding love on the inside and recognizing, you know, blah, 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 and I was just talking, and I got inspired, and every cell in my molecules in my body started to move when I heard me speak, and I knew clearly more and more and more every time I re-listened to myself that this is my anointing. This is the reason I came to the planet, to speak, write, and teach as a divine messenger of love. There is no doubt in my mind that I came to the planet to share the gift of love and remind myself and others through my action of loving me how important we are. And that energy is important, and we're responsible for the energy that we send out. But the energy comes from how we feel about ourselves and how we send it into ourselves. And it's so pertinent to understand that. And I came to understand my purpose through loving me. It's so funny that I just wanted to not hurt anymore and be responsible for my own pain and understand my own accountability, that I never knew that loving me would discover my goddess energy that will help me navigate this planet much more with much more ease, much more elegance, and much more grace, family. I cannot stress the importance of sitting still with oneself and discover and become in relationship with oneself. You see, if my heart could be out of my body and I could place it in the middle of this call where everybody could feel my heart and just hear my heart, that there's nothing more important on the planet than mastering and sitting still with oneself and learning and discovering. Prince said it best, when one loves and discover and masters oneself, one discovers God and our / goddess. You see, when we understand the dream and understand why we came to the planet, we begin to live life on the way. I was explaining to Asia last night, you know, there's two ways to live life, against the waves or on the waves. And when we're flowing with the waves, it's so much more easier. But when we're flowing against it, it's like getting knocked off the surfboard. Because the waters can be very crucial and harsh. And a lot like life, when we're going against the grain of who we are. And I think the reason for so much unhappiness is because we're always going against the grain. We're not listening to our heart. We're not true to our authentic voice. So let's talk about the common thread that Master Kent gives us in our past happy memories, that we can be together to find our purpose. He said, seek that. Now, here comes the hard part. He said, just remember the common threads. Seek out the common threads of the past and happy memories. But he said, here's the hard part. He said, I'm going to break down. Live your life on purpose. And these are the patterns he found. He said, find your purpose by excavating and tying together the common threads of your happy memories, by focusing on the emotions you felt. He said, and then construct a sentence or two that allows you to give your gift to yourself and others. And remember, purpose is shared with others. Remember, what God has given you is to share with others. And there's no planet like the gift of experience, the gift of purpose, the gift of anointing, because your story and your experience is valuable and vital to the others of those who you've been called to speak to. You see, nobody can do it the way you can do it, the way you can do it. Nobody can touch the lives of those in the way that you can touch the lives of those, because you've been called to do what you've been called to do in the way that you've been called to do it, and only you can do it. Know that all your limiting beliefs, whether it's from your own mind, your family, your friends, your fears, and the world, will begin to come up once you start to take action. No, it's going to all come up. It's going to show up. But you got to move through them. This part of the process is where we begin to grow as individuals into who we were meant to be by challenging all these limiting beliefs and fears. It's time to step into our dreams. Step into giving. Giving our purpose. Purpose about cultivating. Purpose is about cultivating something within you and then giving it away to other people. We don't live abundant and happy lives in isolation. Let me say that again. We do not live happy, abundant lives in isolation or by just being takers. So by giving away your purpose to others, you'll find that others will want to give to you too. Live by faith and not by sight. Living your purpose will require a huge amount of faith. It will require a huge amount of courage, huge upon amount of tenacity and perseverance. Maston said he had to couch surf for almost 2 years and go on very little money to get everything started in his life. But he knew that he was always taken care of. So we got to trust that the universe knows your bills. We got to trust that the universe knows that you need to eat and knows your heart and much better than you even do, and keep facing your fears and limiting beliefs daily. We got to trust that the universe really is friendly to our desires. Now, Master said you got to prepare for the haters. Prepare for your doubters. One way to know you are really on track is when people begin to double doubt you, triple doubt you, or hate on what you are doing. You see, it's a natural part of the process, but don't see haters as a reason to give up. Instead, see them as a sign, ooh, that you're starting to become so successful and important. I want you to repeat these steps. Your purpose will constantly get refined. Your limiting beliefs and fears will always come up and repeat and dive deeper, repeat and dive deeper. This will allow you to stay on track. Living on purpose is a lifestyle, family. Living on purpose is a lifestyle, a way of being and a lifelong spiritual practice that will refine your soul. This is a 10-day plan or a 30-day lesson. This is a lifelong adventure. It's not a destination. It's a journey. You see this pattern? The master laid out, he said it came from his own life experience and also through helping others discover and live their purpose. I pray today that you won't put your dreams on ice, and that if you have put them on ice, that you'll go get them out and unthaw them today. If they're living up in the attic, that you go dust them off and bring them out today. I pray that you shut your inner critic, and instead of reminding yourself that you can't, that you can do it. Today, I pray that you nurture and support yourself. Today, I pray that you are a teacher and a student of your dream. I pray today that you let your dreams take flight. I pray today that you declare that you can and you will create the life that you imagine. I pray that you heed and acknowledge the importance of your dream. 87 days left. Will you take your dreams off ice? Will you take your dreams out the attic and dust them off? Will you declare to yourself that I came to live life on purpose and live it to the fullest? Will you declare that you are the gift to the planet? Will you lean into your dream just a little bit more? Come on, family. You are important, and you matter. Any questions, comments, or concerns? I want you to start 6 if you're on teleconference. And if you happen to be on our blog talk side, I want you to push the number 1 and let me know so I can let you in into the call. I also want to thank each and every one of you for being on the call today, but I also want to recognize that there's been some issues with some family members getting on the call. They're changing the plan, and if you have any problems getting on a call on the teleconference side because they want to charge you once in a minute or anything like that, you can always come in on the blog talk side. But if you can't remember the blog talk side, you can always use the 1-800 number that was given to you and that in the call, I will share that 1-800 number and make sure you have all the numbers just in case you have any problems getting in on the free conference call because of the change in your fee structure. I've been getting a lot of calls that people are getting charged once in a minute, and so or they have to buy a package, but you don't because you can come in on the Blog Talk side and listen. So I'm going to give you the Blog Talk number, and that is 602-753-1902. That's 602-753-1902. You can always call in from that side and know that you can tune right in to the call here. I also want to give you the 1-805 number and let you know that you can always call in from that side as well, and it will bring you right into the call with no fee. I know when they told me it was going to charge me once in a minute, I'm like, what? So the number is 1-805-637-7243. That's 805-637-7243. And I want to thank you for tuning in to the Love Journey, where we've been talking about dreams, living your dreams, and understanding that it's time for those dreams to come off ice. All right, family, you have a great, amazing, wonderful field day. Again, if you have any questions, comments, concerns, star 6. And if you have any questions on Blog Talk, press 1. All right, thank you for tuning in. You've been tuned in to the Love Journey. I am Janine Ingram, and reminding you today that you can't keep it to yourself. You can't keep your gift to yourself. We're not here to live life in isolation. And so as you move through the day today, just simply stop and ask the one important question. Why am I here? And how can I use the reason I am here for a greater reason other than myself? So that I can share it with the world, because that's what it's about. So remember today, family, you are a gift. You simply are a gift. Your life is a gift. And what you do back with your life is a gift, could be a gift to God, a gift to the universe. Because when we stand in our gifts and our purpose, we give others permission to do the same. We liberate others. Remember the truth, love, family. Love is the real only choice. And remember, not just dream, but live your God-sized dream. Take action and take your dreams off ice today. Family, you are the reason for this season. You were born for such a time as this time. So as I end with this motivational speech that we heard when we came on, just some people didn't get to hear it because they came on late. I'm going to replay it. It's 3 minutes long. You have a great day, and remember, you can win at life. You can't lose. You were born to win, family. You were born to win, and you were born with chiseled magnificent on your heart, operating your gifts today. Have fun doing it. And I just want to remind you guys, oh, my God, we got our beautiful sister, Carla LaVoe Hawkins, on Wednesday tomorrow, who's going to share her story. Oh, my goodness, she got her new book out. She's going to be sharing her book. She's going to share her story, her experiences. And as we hear her story, I just want to remind you, family, to share someone's story, to share your own story. It takes courage to write a book. It takes courage to tell your truth out loud. And so I give honor to Carla LaVoe for saying yes to her new book, for sharing yes to sharing her experience, and for her coming on the Love Journey to be our special guest tomorrow. So tune in tomorrow and hear our very own sister, Miss Carla LaVoe Hawkins. All right, family, have a great day. Have a great day. And know I love you, okay? All right, and we're going to end with motivation. You will win.
I'm not coach right now. I'm your conscience. You're in a fight between will and skill. I say will first, because that's where you are. You locked and loaded with skill. You practicing every day. You putting in your work. You buying everything. You making the investment. You living your dream. You walking like your dream. You surrounding yourself around your dream. You got mentors every day. You putting your work in. You got your skill. Now it's a test of your will. It's a mindset thing you in right now. It's a mindset thing. Because your challenge ain't moving. Your mountain is not moving. You don't feel like you're making any progress. You're not physically moving when you see everything else around you and other people around you moving. You're not making progress. You're in the test of your will right now. Because life says it has a little more test for you. It's no different because we messed up, because you fell off the wagon. You've been on alcohol and drugs, and you gave up on life, and you dropped out, or you've been to jail one time, two times, three times, and you really want your dream to happen, and you're putting in your work, and nothing's happening yet.
Every transformation always gets worse before it gets better. It's supposed to be that way. When you embark this journey, you must know that it's going to go down before it comes up. But when it comes up, it's going to go so much higher than you've ever been.
The action of making progress is progress. The push itself, the fight, you get up and swing and miss, that's progress. You get up and you run at what you want with everything you got and you miss, that's progress. The effort of making the attempt is progress. It must happen. It can't do anything but move. You can do anything but make progress. You're pushing, and you're pushing, and you're pushing, and you're pushing, and you're doing everything right. You're tired, you're exhausted, and ain't nothing happening yet. That word is what you're waiting for. Yet. Because I promise you, if you keep pushing, if you keep giving me all your effort, it will happen.
You have to be equipped mentally to endure this process. Knowing what you're about to go into is step one. Knowing it's an uphill battle, but a winnable one, and one that's achievable. And at the end of this race, guys, you're going to be more capable. The first step, guys, is knowing it's a tough road.
As soon as you decide to stop looking for answers in other people and miracles somewhere down the yellow brick road, and click the heels of your mind and set your affections on things that are above, you could have been free years ago. All jealousy, all pettiness, all unforgiveness, all strife, all malice, all confusion, all blaming other people for your mistake. You got till midnight to get rid of every poison that's hindering you, every inflexibility that's stopping you from what God is about to pour into your life. Woe be unto you if you go into another year and waste another year with the old mentality while somebody's in the hospital begging God for the opportunity that you have right now. You better step into this moment.
Whew. You better step into this moment. You better take your dream off the ice, baby. Yes, yes. All right, family. You can't keep it to yourself. You just can't keep your dreams to yourself no longer. It's time to play for a loud family. It's time. It's time. All right. I'm going to play. What should I play? I guess I'll play Tony, because that keep coming up in my mind. Can't keep it to ourselves, family. You can't. Have a good day. And I can't wait till tomorrow when we hear our beautiful caller, LaVoe Hawkins, tomorrow. Mama should have told you. All right, Tony. Can't keep it to myself.
Oh, come on, baby. Please, come on. I ain't gonna tell nobody. Come on, we could have did it by now. Come on.
I couldn't keep it to myself.
Keep it to myself. I had to tell everybody I can't.